I am Vern Winchy. I grew up in MacDay, Texas, 35 miles from here. Born in 1945, spent the last 47 years in Houston, and went to UT in 63, got my BBA in 67, got my MBA in 68. We would come to Austin at Christmas time because gas was not expensive, but we didn't have a lot of money. My father's income was like $2,000 a year. But I lived, when I put myself through UT, I would bring stuff from the farm. My father would raise corn and grind it into cornmeal, and I would have delicious cornmeal pancakes for breakfast in the morning and eggs from the farm, and I would live on 10 out-of-pocket dollars a month. I was an accountant, so I kept track of these sort of things, and I look back and I'm still kind of surprised. You know, it was not multicultural at all. You know, some Hispanics, almost no African Americans. And I was in the fourth floor, and somebody came in and said, somebody is shooting. And me, I was a very serious student. I would study 60 hours a week, which I did for 5 years because I had such a poor background in my early education that I studied, and I thought, well, you know, somebody's shooting, but the exam will be held. And it never even occurred to me it wouldn't be because, I mean, it's just the way I thought, and I guess people thought. That was one of those days that I was very fortunate because normally I had no money, and it was all the way through college. Normally, I would walk from the BEB to my apartment, which was before 24th. It's about 6 or 7 or 8 minutes. Fix a sandwich or something, which would save money. And occasionally, maybe one out of every 10 or 15 times, I would go down to the basement of the BEB, which at that time had vending machines, and buy food out of the vending machines. That particular day, I decided to buy food out of the vending machines. And that period of time would have been about the, I think it was 30 or 45 minutes that Whitman was on the tower shooting. And I can still remember three or four people with long rifles. It still strikes me today. They very casually were walking, trying to get on the roof of the BEB to take shots at Whitman on the tower. And they just started having closed circuit TV in some of the classrooms, and somebody had trained one of the cameras on the tower, and you could see these little puffs of what turned out to be obviously limestone, where our sharpshooters were trying to get him. It's one of those things, and I can remember a professor at the time saying, you know, let's just take out the top of the tower. I mean, that's how strongly they felt. And they were, it was a different time. They were not used to terrorism. Today, there's such terrorism that people are becoming somewhat jaded in its occurrence. And at that time, I mean, something like this had never happened. You know, when you grow up and go to UT, you become very fond. That's the one landmark that we all think about. And it was pleasant to me when I went on campus here just 30 minutes ago. It hasn't changed.